I'm here in Vegas. I'm not sure things can get any much better. Renee is in Canberra. We're trucking along, having a really interesting experience here. I did want to mention very quickly, Renee, also, we were here yesterday just to come upstairs and have a look at where we'd be broadcasting from. And this stadium is so incredible. They drop the surfaces down and change them around. Mm-hmm. So yesterday, it was set up for NFL football, so American football. It had the different goalposts, and then overnight, they dropped that surface out and they then shipped in the grass surface that's been growing out in the car park for the last months, and they brought that in and they lift it up and it's all painted up like an NRL field. It's just incredible. It's incredible.
Wow, that's awesome. That's fantastic. Yeah. And you've had all the rehearsals down there, so you're right in the thick of it there, aren't you, at the moment?
Yeah, the Panthers are still down on the ground now. And again, I can see the Viking horn. Look at that. They brought the Viking horn. Yeah. So they're just mucking around with that now. It's huge.
Oh, that's awesome. Fantastic. Well, Cam, now we'll circle back to the real estate show this morning.
Oh, yes.
We're getting carried away with it. It's footy. It's so fun. Now, Domain has released their first home buyer's report, and it looks at how long it takes to save for that all-important first home deposit, and you know the differences between house and units and states and territories and how long it takes and all of that. And Karen Lewis joins us this morning. She's going to break it down for us. She's the general manager, All Homes Canberra. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Renee. Good morning or good afternoon, Cam. Can you stop rubbing in where you are, please?
I know.
I'm not going to. So in the background, while this conversation is going on, they're going to be doing the Viking horn rehearsal, I reckon. I can see Jace Matthey from the Raiders down there now. The horn is out in the middle of the ground and they're rehearsing how it's all going to happen. So, sorry, Karen, I'm just going to keep on talking about the footy. Yeah.
That's all right, Karen.
I say, Renee, we've got to look at his visa to get back into this country.
I know. Something needs to happen there. We'll look into that. Now, Karen, this first home buyer's report, tell us what are the things that it looked at?
Yeah, look, this report looks at the two key challenges for first home buyers. So the time to save a deposit and then the ability to service that mortgage once you're in there. And as we know, this is one of the, you know, Australia is one of the toughest property markets in the world. So things that were taken into consideration, we're looking at wages that have been going up, but very slowly compared to inflation and house and unit prices. So those two challenges, saving for the deposit and then that mortgage repayment, still a big hill to climb for first home buyers.
Yeah, and I mean, there was lots and lots of statistics and lots of numbers that came through in the report. As you looked through it for the first time, what sort of jumped out at you, and in specific to Canberra especially, what sort of popped out for you?
Yeah, what was interesting is, and probably not surprising given the price of property here, is we're the second longest capital city for anyone to save for a deposit. So we're talking entry-level housing and unit here. So for an entry-level house, you're looking at 5 years, 7 months. And for a unit, just over 3 years. However, that's declined slightly over the last 12 months with houses down, an extra month you've saved and also 3 months earlier to get into an entry-level unit. But, housing, entry-level housing here, over the last 5 years, has grown 40%. So it's a huge growth. Luckily, from a unit perspective, which is far more affordable for first home buyers, that's only grown just under 19% over the last 5 years. So there's little pockets of joy. And if you look at Canberra specifically, and we're talking about a 20% deposit scenario here. Yep, looking for a house, entry-level house, and there we say that's about $815,000 in Canberra. As I said, it's going to take you 5 years, 7 months. The best places to be looking are Molonglo, followed by Western Creek, Tuggeranong, Belco and Gungahlin are the best places to look. But if you want to get into the property market faster, then you need to be looking at a unit. The average unit, the entry-level unit price for Canberra is sitting at about $460,000. That's on taking on average about 3 years and 3 months to save for that deposit. And the best areas there from Canberra are Woden Valley, yep. Molonglo, Belco, North Canberra, and then Gungahlin are your best bets to be getting into the property market.
Yeah, got you. And it's definitely good to get that breakdown. Thanks, Cara. Now, just quickly, All Homes is marking its 25th anniversary. What's planned for that?
We are. I can't believe it. Turn of the century it was. So look, for us, it's around celebrating Canberra and the community that supports us. We've had giveaways for Ziggy's, you know, born and bred. We've all shopped there. This month, it's the Balloon Spectacular and part of the Enlighten Festival. And then, you know, next month, stay tuned. It's also a pretty cool giveaway. But also the community around us. We're supporting Lifeline and their book fair this year. We're continuing to support Rentwell. It really is about giving back to the community that supported us for the last quarter of a century.
Yeah, absolutely. So all right, Cara. Well, that sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for your time this morning and breaking down those stats in the report for us.
Thanks, Renee. Thanks, Cam. See you later.
Thanks, Cara. See ya. Bye-bye.
Cara Lewis, General Manager at All Homes Canberra there.